3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the Leader Podcast.
Good to see you guys.
Same cup of coffee.
Glad to be here as last week, but that's okay. People don't have to
it's
know.
It's cold now. So.
We batch record. hey, let's shout someone out.
Yeah. Thank you. First of all, shout out to Leanne Ebert for throwing us this story maybe like a month ago now.
What did she do? Like, because she didn't use the bracelet.
Yeah, no, she sent me a text.
She didn't use the world's worst bracelet.
Yeah, that's why she didn't. She's like, I love the bracelet, but...
I love the bracelet idea, yeah. But she said it doesn't match her typical work attire. I would also say it doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So...
It doesn't match the attire of making it, making the form pop up.
Yeah. Sure, you tried.
Yeah.
But her shout out goes to none other than
Katie Porter.
Heck yeah.
Katie Porter, always prepared. I don't know what else she said in there. I thought you read
it. We got something for you in the Leader Workroom. By the way, if your name is Kelly, Eli, or Chris, we also had something for you from last week.
From last week,
Sorry, we forgot to say it, but it's still there.
It's still there.
Katie, always prepared.
Yeah.
Which...
Let me just tell you something. So
you
we,
don't even need to say that. Just
no,
like, Katie, you look up prepared in the dictionary.
And it's her photo.
Yep.
Yep. She's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, we came back from summer camp, and I love this, right? Because, you know, I can't remember my own name most days. And so somewhere she had mentioned something about an upcoming conference for high school seniors and college students. And she's like, would you be interested? And I'd love to lead that if we do a thing like that, whatever. And I was like, you know what? Let me run that past our young adult folks because they would be the ones to take up the charge on that.
Luke.
But I think it's, yeah, Luke. He's there.
Yeah.
But I thought that, I think that'd be great. Of course, did I remember to do that? Of course, I did not remember to do that. I didn't remember it at all. She waits like 2 weeks. She sends me an email. She's like, hey, just a reminder about this conference thing, blah, blah, blah. I was like, it's perfect. It was so great. I sent it over to young adults. They're like, yeah, we're interested in doing that.
Wow.
By the way, Katie, I don't think I emailed you back, but young adults is interested in doing that thing. So she's just on top of stuff.
Yeah.
You never have to wonder about it.
I don't know what this means, but she said she always comes with the stuff for her. And she's bringing hamburgers, chicken.
Oh, I know what that is. So they
I was like, is this a voice text gone awry?
Probably. You know how Leanne is. Like, she's probably moving and shaking while she was doing that thing. Their groups had a joint, and I loved this, by the way. They had a joint, like, connect group party with the sixth graders at 11 right prior to move up. Day,
yeah,
so they could all get to know each other, whatever. And it was just supposed to be hot dogs or whatever. But I think Katie like brought a meat platter, like she took care of business, like she just showed up with all the things. And
apparently, she said, even down to the finest detail of what flashlight to bring to camp. And she said, just so you know, there's a story there. So, Katie, in the comments, let us know.
Let us know about your flashlight.
What's the flashlight?
Yeah,
story?
I'd love to know the flashlight know. Story,
but
yeah, that's fantastic.
So, Katie, thanks for just. Your investment, doing a great job. And
so glad you're on the team.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Your husband should join. so what we're going to do today, a little bit of a unique episode, if you will, is we're going to, it's called Connect Group Guide Tips. So for those of you who lead a Connect Group, this is what you get. And what Darren and I would like to sort of do in this episode is like, okay, imagine, and this is from June 22nd, so at date of recording,
yesterday's Connect Group guide.
So you're subbing in or you're tasked with leading a group in your 37 years of experience.
Yeah.
Like I hand this to you and I say, hey, here's this. What can you use, what would you do in your group to like customize, punch this up? What's a tip you have for some of these people who maybe don't have, you know, I don't know, 37 or so years of youth ministry experience. And like, cause I think like a brainstorm style thing like this is always helpful.
Yeah.
It just helps get the wheels turning. Well, maybe first, what you say exactly won't be for them, but they can adapt it.
I love that journey for us. So first, if you start here, you've missed a whole open window of stuff we don't write for you. This part here is for you to do all before you get there. Know the content, know the scripture references, know the stuff, right? When it says during your group, that's where the guide starts, but there's a whole section of stuff here that we don't write that actually helps you get to this part. So things like a conversation ball, We have several of those in our workroom. You could create your own. You just get a beach ball. You write questions out on the beach ball. You toss the ball, and wherever the right hand lands, the person answers the question that's under their right hand.
Yeah.
And it just gets conversation flowing, as opposed to, hello, let's turn in your Bibles and read. If you're leading that way, you're teaching a Sunday school lesson, and that's not what Connect Group is for. Connect Group is to help foster connection with each other and connection with Jesus. Kids are much more likely to connect with Jesus when they know the people in the room that they're sitting with. Mm-hmm. And so don't start with the scriptural stuff. Start with some gamified element that gets conversation going. We have multiple pieces of that kind of stuff in the leader workroom. Like, we have some really cool cards that we actually created that are
custom
light conversation and deeper conversation. You flip a coin, heads or tails, you read the card. Yeah. Like, there's a lot of stuff in there that can open conversation before you ever get to the discussion guide.
Yeah. And so this is mine. So I'd be starting to think about your next one.
I already got it. Unless you take mine.
Mine is like, if you don't do that, in way of get to know each other, understand that the beginning of the conversation is meant to start at this during your group. Mm-hmm. So like, if you start at the top, the before your group, for example, I've been in groups where there's only one verse,
right,
but sometimes there's like a bunch, chapters and chapters of verses.
Right.
And the verses are meant to be maybe helpful, deeper study for you, or help you have more of like a context of what's going on. But like, if you just like read those, the verses are meant to be read. You'll see right here, often they're bolded down below.
Yeah.
They're kind of meant to build on each other.
Yeah.
So you go here and then you talk a little bit and then you go to the next verse. If you like steal all the lightning and thunder at the top,
right,
like
it makes the conversation clunkier down below.
So, and it's real clunky, because then you go, you know, four chapters worth of reading, and then you go, what comes to mind when you hear the word breakup?
Yeah.
Like, that's a wait, like, that's a hard left turn.
Yeah, for sure.
And so it's not meant to be that clunky. It's meant to be what comes to mind when you hear the word breakup, and then we keep moving, and then we end up in a verse.
Yeah.
And so, and let me just, as an add-on to Darren's, if you go to the leader page on the website, so crosscreekstudents.com/leader, mm-hmm, if you go all the way to the bottom, there's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 little like just additional like resources for you. Like, the podcast is linked there and like all that stuff. But mm-hmm, at the very bottom, there's like the leader handbook. There's mm-hmm, step-by-step guide to accessing the lead app. Like, everything you need is on the website. But one of them is this 30 connections idea PDF. And that's what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Like, some of the get to know you stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a free download for you. 30, like, that's probably a year's worth.
Yeah.
And we released it. I mean, I remember Bailey helped us write that.
Yeah, it was like at least 2 years ago.
So that's how long ago this thing's been out there.
Yeah.
So just as a reminder, it exists.
Yeah.
And for some of you, you're hearing it for the very first time. So go check it out. It's like a PDF. It's 30 ideas to help you foster connection and stuff like that.
Agreed.
So
it's great.
The point of Connect Group is
to connect.
The connect piece.
Right. And the scriptural stuff's going to come. Do not hear us saying you shouldn't be diving deeper into scripture. We're saying that there's like a window of escalation mm-hmm, to that part.
Yeah.
And so if you just dive right into that piece, a little bit, like, the kids who aren't feeling super connected are done. Like, you're not getting them.
Yeah.
So one of the things I like to do, especially when there's a lot of scripture, is I like to break it up before I ever get there and just have kids draw cards as they come in. They may not know exactly what they're drawing, but they're drawing scripture to read. That can be dicey, because sometimes a kid will draw it. So I always give kids the option to pass.
Yeah.
Like, hey, I drew this card, but I don't really want to read out loud or whatever.
Yeah.
But breaking it up so that every kid owns a piece of the reading
or
the questions.
Yeah.
So don't lead the group. Let your kids lead the group. Even if you had a student that you felt like was pretty high level in your group, and you could say, hey, next week, I want you to lead. So let's go grab, you know, a Coke or an ice cream cone over at Brahms on Thursday and talk through this lesson together. And then you run it.
That's great.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. I would say, this is actually I learned this from your wife.
Everything I know, I learned from her.
But she would say, when you're gonna ask a question, like, t- tell them you're going to ask them a question before you ask them the question. And she said specifically, or at least the way I've typically adapted it since hearing that was like, so like right here, John 15:19, mm-hmm. The question is, what do you think Jesus means by hate? And so like what most of us would do, be like, someone read John 15:19, and then we read it. And then what do you think Jesus means by hate? I know you guys have a perfect Bible reading memory, but like sometimes when I read it, I only like as soon as it's over and then someone asks me the question, like he said hate in there. Like yeah. I kind of like, I don't know, like there's something weird when I'm reading the Bible. It's like a gloss over moment in my head.
Well, you're not reading for retention. You're reading, you're nervous about whether or not you're going to mispronounce words and all the people in the room and what if I say it wrong and am I on the right verse and all that. Like all that's going through a kid's mind. And everybody else is just waiting for them to mess up the word. They're not really reading for retention in that moment.
But I would flip it and say something like, hey, in just a second, I'm going to ask you, we're going to read a verse. And the question is, what do you think Jesus means by hate in this verse? Mm-hmm. Now let's read the verse.
Yeah.
Now they're looking for the word
they're
hate.
They're listening.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Good job, Katie.
Yeah, for real.
I think we'll keep her. You know, one of the things that I think matters almost more than any of the lessons that we teach is making sure that we don't abdicate or slough off the prayer time together. Mm. And so if it looks like I'm running out of time, I'll abort 90% of whatever's left in the lesson so that I can get to prayer requests. And that's part of the way you get to know your students. And I know that some of you are doing that. I can tell because you're letting out late. And I like that. Listen, I occasionally will have
to
come.
We really don't care that you let out late.
No, occasionally we'll have to pull some kids because parents are waiting in the lobby or whatever. But mostly.
And most parents, by the way, feel like, oh, they're in group and it's just still going.
Yeah.
They're great with that.
Exactly. It should feel long for most of you, unless you're doing sixth grade boys. You should.
It probably does feel long to them too.
I know. They're probably like, please, can this ever be over? But we build the discussion to take up most of the time. And so those questions are meant for you to kind of cherry pick what's best for the kids in your group at any given moment. You don't have to use every question every week, but you should get to the prayer time every week. That's the most important connection piece of what we do.
Yeah. My last one would be at the very bottom. So it says before group starts at the top, that's mm-hmm. this big header, during group, and then after. There's almost always like a try this section. Mm-hmm. And the try this section, just so you understand, get into my head because I built this template, is meant to be like something beyond group mm-hmm. of sorts. And so it's like, you know, sometimes it's like, hey, jot down the prayer request and then shoot a text to a student, say you're praying for them for that particular prayer request. Like, or hey, send out a verse on Wednesday this week or, you know, whatever. Yeah. But like, I would encourage you to, like Darren said, as you're noticing time slipping away, have an idea of what the try this thing is. Because I think, at least the way when I write these, is I try to make the try this thing be like the faith and life actually truly intersecting.
Yeah.
Like not just a question, not just a whatever. Yeah. But like something
I got my Sunday checkbox.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going to happen on Tuesday?
Try not to skip over it. And if there's a way to weave it in even into the conversation. And so like yesterday's lesson, for example, said role play someone sharing their faith with someone.
Yeah.
And then and then as a group, like, almost like
critique it,
analyze it. And so if you're
flag
just like,
play.
If you're just like plugging through this and you do the prayer request and then you're like, let me see what the try, like you probably missed that opportunity or that moment. And so in the prep, just
read that,
check out the try this. And then this week it took up the whole bottom section, but this other bottom section down here is often like,
announcements for announcement that. So something coming up next.
And here's the thing. Don't assume because we announced it that they know.
Yeah.
Because let me ask you this. Did you hear that announcement? No, you were getting coffee.
Yeah.
And like, no shade, but like the more touch points that announcement or an upcoming thing can, the word can get out, the more helpful it is.
Once
for
is
the
not
overall
enough.
Understanding.
10 times sometimes isn't enough.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. And I would just say like some of you have said to me, well, my kids don't have phones or a lot of my kids don't have phones. So the try this stuff, because a lot of times we'll write the try this as a like throw something in your group me or in your group chat or whatever. Get parents in the line of that then. Yeah. If you don't have kids numbers, get parents numbers. so that you can say, hey, one of the things we talked about this week was this. Try asking your kids that question or direct them to our Facebook parent group. Or like, just because your kids don't have cell phones doesn't mean you can't be influencing them throughout the week. It just means you have to go in it, you know, from the side.
And just because you don't have 100% doesn't mean it's still not valuable.
Agreed.
If you have a group absolutely chat of 60% of your students,
great.
Like, we're going to support the 40% of the kids who don't have phones and their parents in that decision.
Yeah.
So good with that.
Yeah. Genuinely. Yeah, for sure.
However, but there are 60%. Like, let's not just be like, well, we can't do 100%.
Do for some what you wish you could do for all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right. Story time?
Story time. Oh, I forgot about story time.
So, in a former life, you and I used to work at a church together in Chicago.
Yeah.
And
so last week we talked a little bit about Eli's miss
tech with
the
drop.
Yeah. I was like, remember that time that led to the next story time?
So I started at that church first day of COVID for context.
Yes.
And my first day, you know, I'm like, hey, COVID is about to shut the world down, is shutting the world down. Yeah. Like, we didn't have church the day before, so I show up on Monday. It's like, what are we doing? And you know, he's like,
I don't think I said I don't know. We had a whole in one weekend.
No. I mean, like, what is the plan? What's
for
happening?
The future.
And you're like, I don't know. Like, none of us knew.
Yeah,
it was COVID.
I mean, we decided that we were going to take our student ministry digital for a month. That ended up being well over a year. and so we. Because of that, because digital became a thing, we went to summer camp. We were trying to help engage parents.
This is, you know, now a year and a half later.
A year and a half later,
we're back meeting in person.
Because the first 2020, we didn't do summer camp because they were all closed.
Yeah.
So 2021, we go to summer camp. We're trying to engage folks with our YouTube channel and build that audience. We also want parents to be engaged in what we're doing in the summer. We weren't close like we are here, so we couldn't invite volunteers to come up or whatever.
It was like a several hour away.
Yeah, drive. The only way to engage them was to engage them via YouTube, right? So we did this big promotion ahead of time that we were going to go live from summer camp, like hashtag a little bit of a lie, because we weren't really live, but we were recording
it live.
Yeah, we were recording it. As though it were live.
Which is how we always went live.
Yeah.
Pre-recorded and then live broadcast.
Until the very end.
That's true.
Remember, we went live for a while.
That is true.
Nothing's
dangerous.
Yeah, it was like nothing's shakier than having teenagers and not knowing what they're going to say as they're saying it. So we set the whole thing up. We did basically a full, like, in that day, we did a full-on YouTube show. Like, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
So we shoot, the kids are screaming, they're going great. We do the interviews, we get the whole thing done.
They did some sort of like, they had to run and find like a duck hidden.
Yeah, they
like
did
a
this
fountain.
Big, yeah, they were doing this big scavenger hunt. We had GoPros, like it was a big deal, like a full on huge production. We get to the very end and I'm like, okay, great, that's a wrap, everybody. And I dismissed everybody. And as they're leaving the room, too late to reshoot it.
Yeah.
The guy who's running the camera, who also happened to be my son, was like, I just could tell, like, something went terribly awry. He was like, I didn't have the camera on.
He didn't hit record.
He didn't hit record.
Yeah. And as a content creator now, I know that pain. I will, like, be in the middle of a podcast, and then I'll go, like, look at it, and I'm like, and then all the thoughts of like, how do I save this? Is there a way to?
Yeah, can we?
Sometimes you can. Like one time I recorded something without the microphone, but with the camera. And I was like, I'll just AI enhance the audio so it doesn't sound horrible. Like,
there was no recovering
that one.
We just had to not go live. And
we did something, but it was
the staff.
Feeble.
It was the staff. Remember, we got on the golf cart, drove around the camp or something. I don't remember. Yeah. I just
and
remember,
then we got in trouble because we were on
on the wrong road.
It's
like
driving
almost
on the
got
grass
arrested. For
oh,
sure.
Man.
I'm gonna tell you something. Like, there are only a few times in my life where
you've been that mad.
I can instantly go back to how mad I was, because I'm a little bit of a flash in the pan. I don't know if you knew that about me. you definitely did. Where I'll get mad and then it's over and I never think of it again. But if I think of it again, I know how mad I really was. And right now I feel myself starting to sweat. I'm so mad
out of
over
anger.
The loss of that. Love you, Isaac, but also still mad.
He'll probably never see this.
No, he won't. He doesn't care.
Isaac has a movie and film review. Go subscribe to that. And let's crash land this thing.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.